Welcome to guided meditation. Just take a few moments to have a guided meditation about wealth, abundance, creating wealth. We're just going to relax down and put you into the state where your subconscious mind can receive the messages, can feel the feelings about letting go of our past behaviors, thoughts, and beliefs. Just go ahead and close your eyes down. Focus on the sound of my voice. Go ahead and breathe in for 4. Hold it for 7. And then you're going to exhale for 8 seconds, allowing all the stress to leave your body. Go ahead and breathe in for 4. Hold it for 7. And release your breath for 8 seconds. Focusing on the sound of my voice, taking deep breaths in, feeling your body relaxing down with every breath. With every pause that I take through this meditation, you'll go 10 times deeper, allowing yourself this few minutes to take a ride, a journey, to feel the feelings of abundance, wealth in your life. Taking in a deep breath, feeling your body relaxing down. Feel as though the sun is melting your body like butter. All your muscles are relaxing down. Feel your body's begun to go down deeper and deeper. You may hear sounds around you, such as cars passing, dogs barking, emergency vehicles, people talking, water running. Any sounds around you will allow you to go 10 times deeper, deeper and deeper into total relaxation. Go ahead and visualize yourself on the top of a beautiful staircase. There's a secure handrail on each side. I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And just allow yourself to go down deeper and deeper into complete and total relaxation. 10, 9, 8, relaxing down deeper and deeper. 7, feel yourself floating down the stairs. 6, 5, 4, you're halfway down, relaxing down. On each stair you see the words, relax. Deeper and deeper. 4, 3, 2, 1. Relaxing down deeper and deeper. Taking a moment to visualize how relaxed your body is. Feel your body. Feel the energy going from the top of your head through your toes. Feel your body relaxing down deeper and deeper as the energy flows throughout your body. You are now comfortably relaxed and your mind is open and receptive to the suggestions that you're about to hear. This guided meditation is fear of poverty. For now, you have been experiencing nagging fear at the back of your mind, which is preventing you from enjoying your life to the full. This is a fear of poverty, a fear of being broke, and not having enough money to exist comfortably in your lifestyle. Even though there is no suggestion at the moment that your fears could be realized, they continue to worry you, and your mind magnifies those what-ifs out of all proportion. Well, the good news is that you've now decided to do something about this problem of yours. You're educating yourself, you're taking personal development workshops, you're working on guided meditations to release your fear that no longer serves you. Because you really want to be rid of the worry and fear. And by wanting to, you're already halfway there. The other half, those little thoughts at the back of your mind, are like black clouds that are soon going to disperse. Because in hypnosis, anything is possible. Change happens instantly. Your mind is far more powerful than either you or I could ever envision. That is why, very soon, I'm going to be asking you to form certain images in your mind, and you will find that in doing so, you can become even deeper and even more comfortably relaxed and discover that inner contentment and peace of the mind that is rightfully yours. However, before we do this, I would like to explore the idea of poverty with you just a little so that you can see that it's not always such an unwelcome state of being. Indeed, some people positively embrace poverty into their lives by renouncing all worldly material goods. In this way, they often achieve a deeper level of spiritual understanding and appreciation of values that lie at the essence of humanity. This may be their journey, their life lesson, their purpose on this planet, but that does not mean it is yours. Go ahead and picture what it would be like to have no fear of anything, no fear of poverty, no fear of success, no fear of failure. Just take a moment and visualize and feel what that would feel like. It really depends on what poverty means to you. Extreme poverty could be someone living on the street corners, begging for food and money, dressed in rags, and living from hand to mouth. I'm sure that you'd agree, this is not likely to happen to you. After all, you probably have friends and family who would help you out if times got hard. You also have your own inner resources, ones that have helped you to survive so far, your talents, your experience in life, and your knowledge of how things work. Even more importantly, you have your health, and as long as you are well and take good care of yourself, you're able to work in one capacity or another. No matter what life throws at you, you can pick up yourself and start all over again if you need. But of course, things won't ever get as bad as that because you won't allow them to. You're wonderful. Subconscious mind won't allow them to. You're able to recognize when things start going wrong and do something about the situation. And as a minister and author, Norman Vincent Peale once said, empty pockets never held anyone back. Only empty heads and empty hearts can do that. So now, I would like you to use your creative imagination to visualize the scenes that I described to you. If you can't visualize, just pretend. Just pretend you're watching a movie or looking at a piece of paper. Or just simply feel the feelings I'm describing. And if you can't actually see them in your clear mind, just allow these scenes to sort out. I would like you to imagine yourself driving along a familiar car, and you're going on a journey to a previously unknown town or city. You have already covered several hundred miles, and you will soon arrive at your destination, and you are looking forward to a well-earned rest. The landscape is different from what you're used to. The road signs look to you as though they're in foreign language. You cannot even pronounce what they say. You reach a bridge that goes over the river. Knowing that the other side of this bridge is your destination, for now, and you are driving comfortably, and easily, already becoming intrigued as to what lies ahead. Just go ahead for a moment and feel the feelings of what it's like crossing this bridge. And on crossing this bridge, you decide to look for a nice hotel with a restaurant so that you can rest and take some refreshments. But you're only a little way into town. Without any warning, your car comes to a grinding halt. You check your gas, It seems fine. You still have over half a tank. You try starting it up again, but still nothing happens. You're puzzled because your trusty car has never let you down before. Over the road, you spot a garage and decide to walk over and ask for help. However, on your arrival, you find there's nobody there. And now that you are closer, you can see the building. It's deserted, and it has been for some time. Further up the road, you notice two figures walking towards you. And as they come closer, you see they are very thin and dressed in rags, wearing no shoes. You ask if they can tell you where you can find a garage to fix your car, and they give you a vacant look as they shake their heads. There's no garage here in this town, they say. So you ask, is there a hotel nearby? And again, the same puzzled look on their faces as they shake their head. There's no hotel in this town, they say. And now, it is you to be puzzled, and you ask if there's a restaurant or a cafe nearby. But they look at you sadly and shake their heads. There's no restaurants or cafes in this town, they say. You notice now that all the buildings around here are derelict and deserted, and you wonder if you are in the right place. You ask for the name of this town, and they shake their heads. There is no name for this town, they say. So you ask the couple if they can tell you how to get out of this town, but you already guess the answer. There is no way out of this town, they say. But now it's starting to rain, and looking down at your feet, you realize that you're not wearing any shoes either. What is more, your nice clothes have gone, and you are similarly dressed in rags. And you suddenly realize where you are. There is nothing in this place. No money, no food, no houses, buses, schools, or offices. This is nowhere land, with nothing to do and nowhere to go. After a while, you sit down on a pile of stones with your head in your hands. How can you get out of this mess? Where can you go? What can you do? You decide to go for a walk, to see for yourself what is here and what is not. And you find that walking briskly warms you up, so you continue to walk at a fast pace. And soon you realize that it's not all derelict building and ruins in this town. You come to a clearing and a long tract of land with a footpath running alongside it. You're so absorbed in your thoughts that you don't realize just how far you've come. And as you turn the bend on the path, you suddenly come upon a stream that looks as though it has never been visited before. The water is crystal clear, running freshly over some rocks. You hadn't realized how thirsty you were until now, so you kneel down, cup your hands in the stream to drink the beautiful clear water. And suddenly, it's the best drink you've ever had in your life. It tastes absolutely delicious to you, and you savor and enjoy every sip. And as you do, you notice lights in the sky above, and they seem to form letters, and the letters are HOPE, H-O-P-E. Feeling more optimistic and full of hope, you continue your walk. And you haven't gone very far when you come upon an even more beautiful sight. At first, it looks like an orchard with apples and pears, but now you can see there's an abundance of other fruits and juicy edible berries all waiting for you. Somehow you instinctively know that that orchard is free for all, provided by nature for all those who need it. And you eat to your heart's content until your stomach feels full and doesn't want any more. Suddenly you feel guilty, remembering those poor wretched people back in the town with no food, no work, no home, no money, or anything to look forward to but poverty for the rest of their lives. Looking around, you notice some long, thin reeds over there by the stream. So you wander over and collect a handful or two and set to work, weaving together a long stalks in order to make the largest basket you can. You sit there for an hour or so, lost in your thoughts as your hands do the work that you didn't know they could even do. And at last, your large basket is ready. So you walk back to the forest and fill it with fruit and berries to take back to the town for the hungry people, feeling very happy to be doing something worthwhile to give them back. Now you make your way back to the town, slowly at times because of the weight of the basket. But when you remember the reason you have it, the basket suddenly feels lighter to you. And it's early evening when you finally arrive back. Your car is still standing there where you left it. And the strangers you met earlier today are still there, wondering what happened to you. And without saying a word, you hold out the basket to them. The strangers' eyes light up like beacons, and a smile comes over their faces as they devour some of the goods that you've brought. They shout out to the others, "Come and join in," and soon everyone is having a feast. You tell them exactly where you found the orchard and the stream. They could hold out their hands and take yours in theirs. They look in their eyes and it says it all. With food in their bellies, the strangers are now able to think clearly, and you notice the change in their once flat voices. One person tells you that he used to work in the garage and could have a look at your car if you wish. So when everyone has eaten and rested, you both wander over to your car. The stranger lifts up the hood of your car and with the makeshift tool, fiddles around for a few moments before asking you to start up the engine. You come back into your car and do as you were requested. And to your delight and astonishment, the car starts up immediately. And you know that you are able to move forward and go where you wish. And you do. You wave goodbye to your new friends and drive away, far, far away, leaving that scene behind you, far, far away. Coming back to the here and now, and the sound of my voice, you're resting comfortably, seeing the past so far, far away, feeling so calm and relaxed and optimistic about your future. Releasing all the thoughts. Life has a series of up and downs. And how can you ever experience the highs if you don't experience the lows? From now on, instead of dwelling on what could be, you are going to concentrate on making the very best of what you have. After all, life is too short to worry about things that might not happen to you. In the future, should you ever notice things niggling, negative thoughts trying to return, just close your eyes for a moment or two and notice the lights. Notice the lights up there spelling the words, hope, hope. It's just a little word, but it has such a calming effect. And as a result of this hypnotic experience, you're becoming much more optimistic and confident in all areas of your life. These wonderful feelings are going to remain with you. They are going to remain and stay with you. So leave this, what happened to you today, behind. Don't try to make sense of anything right now. Your subconscious mind can do that all by itself. I'm going to go ahead and count from 1 to 5. But before I do, tonight, any fears of success, of poverty, fears of failure are going to unfold, and you're going to dream vent them because you no longer need them. They no longer define you. They're no longer who you are in your new state of mind, in your positive way of being. You're filling your mind with knowledge. You're doing personal development. You're working on things that no longer serve you, getting rid of them, surrendering, allowing good to come into your life. One, taking in a deep breath, releasing any tension or stress out of your body, letting all the cellular memories leave your body now. Two, coming up higher and higher, keeping your eyes closed. Three, you can go ahead and go to sleep now and dream vent any unwanted memories, feelings, or fears that no longer serve you. Or you continue to count to wake up. Four, coming up higher and higher, feeling the body flooding through your body, feeling your body waking up, coming up higher and higher. Five, wide awake, you can open your eyes and say out loud, completely relaxed, wide awake.